Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There you go.
Say hey and a howdy. Good morning to Jim Mercado, brought to you by
Prime Bank of Texas. Make every stage of your life prime. Also, the good folks at Precision Camera and Video. And our friends in Swertner, Jim Swertner Farm and Ranch. How's the weekend, Jimmy?
It was busy with family and birthday parties and stuff, but it was good and frustrating trying to watch the Mike Tyson fight. Gave up on it when everything kept buffering and jerking. And finally, I thought it was me. I thought it was my Wi-Fi system. Then I said, let me check online and see if others are having this trouble. And it was all over social media. People were so mad they couldn't get on there and it wouldn't do right. And it was pixelating. And if Netflix cannot handle the demand of something like that, and it's important that people scream and holler about it, because the NFL has given them two games on Christmas Day. And they also gave them a WWE Raw in January, and I don't know if they're able to do it right. They had a comedian once before live, and that's nothing. You start doing prize fights in the NFL, you're dealing with big audiences, and they just couldn't handle it. They said 60 million people watched. I don't doubt that, but they think it was 120 million when the system crashed somewhere like 8:30, 9 o'clock Central Time. You just couldn't. It wouldn't do right, wouldn't, no matter what you did. But somebody made a lot of money in that deal. The AT&T Stadium, you know, tickets weren't $5 or something, and they had 100,000 people in there. So that gate was lots of millions, and it was a big business thing for certain people. But, yeah, Netflix got a black eye on that show. Landman, I've watched the first two episodes. If you have Paramount Plus, those two are available. And, man, it's great. It's not good. It's great. I mean, it's one of the better things Taylor Sheridan has done. In fact, it really focuses on how weak Yellowstone, you know, it's going to limp out of the gate here at the end. I mean, he's obviously tried to glue it together with no Costner, and it looks like it's too – when the show is about trying to figure out who killed Kevin Costner's character, that part's good. When it jumps to the cows – out in North Texas somewhere, you know, it slows to a crawl. You know, there was a snake on somebody or something. I mean, you know, that stuff is cheap to put together and slow, and you can take your time putting the saddle on the horse and all that stuff and slow the money pit down. But when he starts moving around a lot, you know, that's where he was spending money, and that's where the interest is. But we'll see how it limps out. It looks like it could potentially be some good stuff in these next, I'm not sure how many we got left, three or four that are left after last night. But it was still good, but Landman was really good. So they'd only let out two of the episodes. I think they're going to be a total of 10. In the world of shocking media politics, Morning Joe, Micah, and Scarborough, they went to Mar-a-Lago on Friday.
What?
They went to Mar-a-Lago on Friday. They requested a meeting with Trump, and he gave it to them. And they flew down there, and, you know, and they smoked a peace pipe. Hey. Now, I think that they reminded him they were still going to be critical, and they didn't agree on all the issues, but I think they were trying to smoke a peace pipe with him, and he said he was all for smoking the peace pipe.
The New York Post story this morning says, just as you said that, I was looking at it, defeated left-wing MSNBC anchors reveal they met with Donald Trump because it is time to do something different.
Well, believe me, some of their fans, The View and people like that,
they're going to go for that.
They're going to go crazy.
Yeah.
They're going to really go crazy on that. The Astros are making a significant business announcement today. Don't know much about it. Could be a renaming of the stadium. That's what most people think it's going to be. It's actually this morning at 9:30.
So. Man, it's been Minute Maid. Since,
yeah, it was Enron Field before that, if you remember.
And it would have still been Enron, except Enron had to go unceremoniously.
Yeah, Enron did have to go.
Yeah.
Beyonce is going to come to Houston for halftime, and she is going to perform at the Texans Christmas Day game. So that's pretty cool. The game will be against the Ravens, but she is performing, which I don't remember that ever happening, that anybody performed on Christmas Day anywhere, much less there. And so that's been sort of a dead day, but I guess the NFL is reawakening themselves on Christmas Day with a couple of games. And I don't know who's going to broadcast that now. The Beyonce performance, I don't know who's running that Texans game with the Ravens. Is it Netflix? Could be. And if it is, Lord, with Beyonce and football, they better go out to Radio Shack or somewhere and get some new equipment, because that's going to be big. Can't get any bigger than Queen Bay.
Yeah.
This is CMA week. CMA rehearsals are underway in Nashville. Show will be on Wednesday night. India has gone hypersonic over the weekend, so that's another place where, you know, you don't think about, you think about China, you think about Russia, you think about the United States. Well, add the folks from India in that now. The missiles can fly five times the speed of sound. Trump nominations on oil and gas, energy secretary. I don't think a lot of people know about Chris Wright, CEO of Liberty Energy. And we know he's pro-energy, pro-fossil fuel, and that's about it. So we'll see what the reaction is to that. People are still reacting to Kennedy and the guy, Pete Hegseth, and then, of course, the dude from Pensacola, who doesn't have a chance to be attorney general, but we'll see how that all flies. Biden has authorized Ukraine to use long-range missiles against Russia. And don't know if they have yet, but Russia, over the weekend, man, they went wild. They sent, I don't remember how many cruise missiles, hypersonic missiles, all kinds of missiles and drones and everything else at Ukraine, aiming into their power grid, and they were pretty successful in hitting on it. Winter is approaching over there very quickly, but Russia definitely ramped up. They think people are all ramping up before Trump can get in, and they know they're going to be at the negotiation table in some form or fashion. So a lot of trouble over in Ukraine over the weekend. Stock market starting out kind of just this and that, going back and forth. Nothing big. The big week last week was just kind of pooped out after the election. It kind of was wishy-washy in a week. They're looking at the Walmart earnings target lows. They're all coming up this month. NVIDIA, the world's largest publicly traded company, their quarterly sales up 10% from the previous quarter. We'll see what that's going to do. President Biden and all the big leaders of the free world and not so free are down in Brazil. France, China, India. There, I don't think Putin is there, though, but the others are there for the G20 summit. And I think Biden is supposed to meet with China's president somewhere this week, or maybe he's already done it. We don't know it or whatever yet. A World War II veteran has been recovered and identified at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. 213 feet below the surface, the U.S. government's deepest underwater recovery operation to date. A B-24 bomber known as Heaven Can Wait was shot down over New Guinea, carrying 11 U.S. service members. It was en route to bomb a Japanese anti-aircraft weapon on the northeast coast. Navy divers last year recovered the dog tags and the remains of Second Lieutenant Thomas V. Kelly, 21-year-old aviator from California. Two of the other veterans, radio operator Eugene Derrigan and Lieutenant Shepik, were identified earlier this year. So that's proud of them for not ever giving up on something like that. U.S. Postal Service is going to name a stamp after Betty White. Also, Alan Toussaint, who was a musician in New Orleans, he was the producer of the song, Lee Dorsey's song, Working in a Coal Mine. How I remember that, I don't know. But Alan Toussaint, one of the great,
down,
working in a coal mine. You got it. Miss Denmark is now the new Miss Universe. You know, that used to be a big deal. I guess we've grown out of those times or something. Miss Universe used to be on TV, Miss America. All those shows were very big, and now they're not. The Federal Trade Commission is going to investigate Microsoft's cloud computing. They say it's anti-competitive, steep exit fees if you're trying to migrate data to somewhere else. They don't make that very easy. And see, anything else in big? Oh, yeah, I have the 10 sexiest people in country music. I thought you'd like. Cody Johnson is number 11. Luke Bryan and Morgan Wallen are tied for 10. Riley Green, Chris Young, Toby Keith, Blake Shelton, 6. Alan Jackson, Lane Hardy, he was a winner of one of those talent shows. Tim McGraw, Keith Urban, and number one is George Strait. And the kid from Texas whose daddy was Roy Head, who was a pop singer, Sundance Head, got shot on his ranch in Texas. I was never clear where exactly that took place, but he accidentally got shot. He dropped his .22 pistol, and it hit just right. It went off, and I think it hit him in the stomach area. He made it out to the road to get some help, and he's going to survive it. So that was a little story about Sun. Remember Sundance Head? Very unusual name.
Yes, his real name. I talked to him yesterday. And, of course, I didn't. I saw the post like a lot of us did. I was with him about a week ago recording a show at Chef's Barbecue. So I was, you know, you just hear somebody got shot. He was alone, like you said, was deer hunting, pulled his, you know, reached in his Jeep to grab a rifle. And when he did, his gun that was holstered slipped out, fell, and hit a piece of the Jeep. And he said in a million different ways, if he did it a million times, it would never do the same way. And it shot him right above his navel. And the bullet's still in him. He couldn't find his, he was bleeding out.
It went in. It didn't just graze him. It went in. Right? Okay.
Yeah. It went in. And it's still in his stomach. And they, you know, it didn't hit any, you know, vital organs. So, but he made himself, he went to the road and crawled up to the road. And nobody, he said the first 10 people wouldn't stop. You know, he's bleeding out.
My God.
He's holding himself and he's trying to wave people down. And, you know, he said, I almost died and I saw the light. So, but he's back home now and he's going to make it, which.
Where was this taking place though? That's the part I didn't understand.
He was at his property. He was deer hunting or hunting by himself.
What part of Texas?
It was in Tyler in East Texas.
Oh, Tyler. Okay, well, that's important. All right. Well, I'm glad he's okay.
Discharged at home, and he did a social media post yesterday. You can tell he was a little groggy, but yeah.
Well, good for him. That's a happy ending of a story. Didn't always turn happy. Precision.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Monday Morning, page 2 with Jimmy Carter.
Oh, I'm sure all you guys and girls will like this one. Universal Television is in early development of a new version of Friday Night Lights. Critically acclaimed drama about Texas high school football. It was a movie and a TV show. It looks like they're trying to do another. It's got all new characters, though. They're not going to go back to Kyle Chandler and Connie Britton leading the cast. It'll be a whole new crew.
Probably won't shoot it here. They shot that whole TV series here.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, you never know with those stuff. I mean, in Landman, they went to some high school stadium, or I think it was high school, it wasn't college. But you see a lot of Midland and Odessa and see a bunch of different things when you're watching Landman.
They shot a lot of that other new one around here. Was it 1923 or something like that?
Yeah.
I can't keep
up. Yeah, they shot it around San Antonio and
here.
Georgetown.
Shortener, Texas.
Yep. So I don't know if you're going to be able to that's to be not recognized, I think. You know, it's just going to be farmland and trees and things like that. I watched a movie that I had never heard of, that it showed up on the grid. And I said, well, let me see. Vantage Point. It's from a couple of years ago with Dennis Quaid playing a Secret Service agent. You ever heard of that?
I might have seen it. Yeah, it sounds very familiar.
It's a plot to kill the president in Spain. And it jumps around with time a lot, but it's pretty good. I really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it. Conan O'Brien is going to be the host of the Oscars. Jimmy Kimmel said he wouldn't do it.
Yeah, is that the real story?
Kimmel couldn't do it?
Look, I don't have any insight. I read that story, and I'm thinking Jimmy Kimmel has gotten, even for Oscars, so political, they decided, let's get another host.
Well, I don't really think they did. I think in Kimmel's case, they'd have gone with him, because he's still the boy of ABC, but his brain is connected with Howard Stern's. And somehow it's too much to keep doing the Oscars. He says it takes too much of his staff and the writing and takes away from his show.
Sure.
Okay. Which I think it probably does. And it's for one night. So anyway, we'll see. Conan O'Brien, he'll be okay. They're doing another Bond, except they're just right now in the casting mode. Said it will be a man, most likely in his 30s. Not necessarily white, but they're looking at a lot of different people and trying to figure out, what's politically correct, what's acceptable that you can do anymore. By the way, I don't know if you were watching Yellowstone on Paramount Plus, and I was. Whew. Rated X at times.
Well, what I did see of it last night,
no, that was Yellowstone. Yellowstone. That was that was where it was. And boy, there was one scene in there in the Attorney General's office.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was just hearing the radical.
Right after Jamie got slapped around a little bit, the woman that hooking up with, she came in.
I didn't watch all that.
She came into the.
There was an almost excessive amount of F bomb usage.
Well, there was some just.
No objection.
Sentences.
But,
I mean, there were just lines. Even in Landman, Taylor Sheridan's a really excellent writer, but he's the one thing real, he puts in language and puts in other stuff, and there was some there's always something going on, but that scene in Jamie's office, that's his name, Jamie, I think, the Attorney General's office, is Lord have mercy.
Real?
Yeah. President Trump, this was a fascinating thing. I just happened to be, I guess I was up on Saturday night or just getting home or something. And here's President Trump walking in with Elon Musk and UFC CEO Dana White, and then Robert Kennedy Jr.'s tailing behind them a little bit. They're all at the UFC Madison Square Garden event, number 309. And they were there to watch the fights in the octagon. and someone, I think I saw the Speaker of the House in that group. I mean, it was quite a number of people from the administration or in the government that were there watching UFC 309.
Those were good fights.
I didn't stay up that late. I was gone. Police. Remember the police, the group with Mr. Sting?
Sure.
They were whatever decade that was, 70s?
Every breath Sting. You take.
80s.
80s, yeah. Well, he's going back on tour. A couple of the tours will be with Billy Joel, both those together. But anyway, he's back on tour, and he's with just three pieces. Just Mr. Sting, who plays bass, I think. And then he has a guitar player and a drummer, and that's it. Three-piece group. That's all Jimi Hendrix ever had. And that's all Mr. Sting ever had with the police. And that's what he's doing again. So he played a theater in Los Angeles the other night. Message in a Bottle was his first song. And the last song before the encore is Every Breath You Take. And then he comes back with Roxanne, the Hawk Tour Girl. You know who that is?
Of course. She's got her own podcast now. That's doing great.
They think she's made her first million. She now has 5 million followers on various social media platforms, and she's got something that she's part of that somebody's hooked up with her, an advice app called Pookie Tools. So if you're looking for your new Pookie, which is like your boyfriend if you're a girl, they've got several parts of this, relationship coaching tools, and one of them is a bald predictor, where you take your potential boyfriend's face and hair, and it somehow predicts whether they're going to be ever bald based on where their hairline is.
Great.
And and then there's height detector, somehow that people lie about how tall they are, and that uses proportions and surroundings to estimate their height. Police use that tool when they're looking for somebody who's robbed a 7-Eleven. They measure it and use the height detector app to do that. But the bald predictor analyzes a photo of a person searching for potential hair patterns or hair loss. So if that's important to the young ladies, it's important.
What's the Pookie whatever? What's it called now?
Pookie Tool. P-O-O-K-I-E. Pookie. Pookie Tools.
Pookie Tools, Bob.
This just in. Hawk Tua Girls, 15 minutes now at 14.98 seconds.
I've been saying that for weeks, though, and it just keeps getting. I've said it for months. There's a guy that every time something happens like this, he texts me and says, whoop, there she is again, you know, and something bigger and better.
She's getting some big stars on her podcast, though, believe it or not.
She got that chicken fry girl to talk on there.
That's right. Theo Vaughn was on there last week.
Who? Never mind.
Yeah, well,
not important.
You know, it's just we live in a crazy world. That's an understatement.
All right.
Jimmy, have a great Monday.
You too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.